Well, what ended up happening when Amber was born, and it didn't happen overnight, but, well, it did happen overnight, but I didn't realize the benefits of it overnight, was the miracle was my eyes turned out.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped looking inside and seeing nothing worth fighting for, and I was looking outside and seeing things I had worth fighting for. So that was the first thing. And the second thing is, everything up until then, I was fighting the system. I was fighting the doctors. I was fighting the nurses, I was fighting the therapists, I was fighting the dietitians. I didn't want to get better because I didn't see there was a point in fighting because I didn't believe, I already told you, there was nothing worth fighting for. And now all of a sudden I saw things worth fighting for. And now I saw the therapists, and I saw the nurses, and I saw the doctors, and I saw the dietitians. I saw all these people trying to help me get better. And the only person that wasn't helping me get better was me.
Mm-hmm.
And I realized, now I'm not a big believer in spontaneous miracles where God's just going to snap his fingers and take all your problems out of your life. Doesn't mean it doesn't happen. You know, there are diagnoses that just go away.
I know. Right? Yeah. Amazing. Yep.
Yeah. But for me, what I found was the miracle was God had already given me everything I needed. I just wasn't using it.
Mm-hmm.
So now I started to use it, and my life started to progress, and about 10 months into my story, I was transferred to the Glenrose Hospital, which is the largest freestanding rehabilitation hospital in North America. And within 2 weeks, I rolled over, something I never thought I'd do again. And when I rolled over is I realized that after rolling over was like, that I told myself I'd never roll over again. And now I just did. I'm like, well, what other stupid barriers am I putting in my way that I haven't even challenged yet? So instead of asking why me, I started to ask a different question, and I didn't mean to, but it just started to happen. I started to ask, well, what else can I do? And I started to, and not stop feeling sorry for myself, I started to look to the future
mm-hmm.
instead of looking to the past. And that really was a freeing weight because that was holding me back, and now I'm, you know, nothing's holding me back anymore. And I just started to challenge everything to the point where, you know, these hands, as messed up as they are, I just built a fence. I developed my entire basement. I landscaped my entire yard. I'm the cook at home.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
like I'm very active. You know, I play sports with my son, and I find there's very few things these hands can't do
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
because I've challenged everything that I can do with them. That, you know, people look at me and they see this guy that's disabled, but I'm really not.
Right.
There's really very little that I can't do.